Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Hacks. We are thinking deeply about how missions and how we can keep missions front and center in our daily time with the Lord. So Dr. John David, this coming Sunday is the BMA's World Missions Giving Day, where BMA churches all over the nation are going to be giving and offering for the cause of world missions within the BMA. This has become known as the Jerry Kidd Missions, World Missions Day offering.
Right.
So who's Jerry Kidd?
Great question.
Tell us about Jerry Kidd.
Absolutely. And you know, we look at the history of BMA Global Missions, the names are unlimited.
That's right.
That we could honor.
Yeah.
Brother Jerry's very unique in that he served for many years in Bolivia as a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he served as the international director. Then he served as the director of missionary care for over 50 years total.
Yeah.
Makes him really stand out.
Right.
So we do honor Brother Jerry, but next week we'll talk about some other sources of how to stay in contact with BMA Global Missions.
Yeah.
And our website, but there is a story about Brother Jerry there.
All right.
We'll reference it next week in the podcast. But Brother Jerry was just a normal human being from Hope, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And he just grew up with parents who loved the Lord, loved God, loved God's mission. And Brother Jerry grew up in that environment. Obviously, you know, when we say who is Jerry Kidd and what does he represent, that other modern day Jerry Kidds that we'll mention here in a minute. What's the common denominator? And obviously, it is a personal relationship with God through Christ, and embracing the mission of Christ in their lives. And then, hey, everything else goes behind and underneath that.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
And that's Brother Jerry left everything, prepared himself, went to Bolivia, and of course, back in the day, you know. The stories are just incredible.
Yeah.
You can call it adventure. Some people wouldn't use that adjective.
Right, right. Like the preparation process for missionaries back then is not as detailed as it is today.
That's
it was
true.
Basically a drop and see you later type of.
It was the old parachute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. Brother Jerry did study aviation and some other things, so he had a little bit more advantage than some of the other missionaries in his era.
Right, yeah. I grew up with Brother Jerry in my church, and so he was just a constant source. It's how we stayed connected with missions and everything, and just seeing him and Miss Sue, an incredible support in his life and ministry.
You know, I'll just add to that, you know, of course, I had a biological father who passed, who was a pastor. He's my spiritual giant hero, still is. But Brother Jerry's my father in missions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I went to the mission field in Africa personally, or my family, he's the one that was the foxhole friend, right?
Wow. Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
And leader. So I have a deep, deep admiration for him. Yeah.
Well, so, you know, you'd mentioned this, and this is part of the setup for today is who are our Jerry Kidds today?
Yeah.
What's going on in world missions today, and who are those kind of frontier type of leaders that we have on the mission field?
That's a great question, and I'll be honest, as I thought about this question, and I'm a little reticent to start naming names because I'm going to leave some people out, but
absolutely.
I'm going to name some names.
All right.
But I'm going to take us a little bit different direction, maybe. But, you know, people like Brandon Lingle in Thailand.
Right.
You know, young man, his wife, obviously, Brittany and their family, he comes to my mind. Same characteristics that we just described for Brother Jerry. Different context, but that heart for God, God's mission, and being willing to say, hey, I give it a double L here, all.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think of a Sean Pasley and Kendall in France.
Yeah.
Man, we're talking, we've already mentioned Thailand and France.
Right.
We could do 25,000 podcasts on the context of mission and the difficulty.
Not easy places to be. We think something like France, that it would be congenial to Christians or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just simply not the case,
is
it? Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No. And I think of a John Michael Poulin.
Yeah.
And his wife, Angela, and John Michael, who served in Peru for a number of years and now is in leadership for BMA Global, doing a great job. But all people who share that Jerry Kidd description that we gave a minute ago. But you know, Cliff, really the direction I want us to go here for a second is to name names that in the BMA world most people wouldn't know.
Sure.
And it would be some of them they would. I'm only going to name a couple. I could name dozens.
Yeah.
But people like Gerson Orellana, who is from Costa Rica, has already planted a church in Peru and now has moved to Panama.
Oh, wow.
And so you can see the characteristics in his life.
Yeah.
Or how about a Jojo Vallejera from the Philippines, who worked in mainland China for 20 years and then Hong Kong, and now is back in the Philippines and stands ready to take over the Bible college there in the near future. And these secondary, and I don't use the word secondary in a
inferior.
Rating word, but secondary in the sense of disciples produced by missionaries.
Right.
And they now are not only maintaining or carrying on the ministry, they're allowing God to use them to expand the ministry.
Right.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Even here in this building, BMA Global, you know, we have men like Eliezer Semedo and Luis Ortega for LifeWord and Elvis Garcia,
right,
who are all both are products of BMA Global Ministry.
Right.
But yet they possess those Jerry Kidd traits,
right,
if that's our context here.
Yeah.
That the what is that missionary mindset life. And so
possessing
amazing.
That Jerry Kidd trait, you know, we talked a little bit about just how difficult it was back in those days to be a missionary, you know, the parachute you just dropped in and then, hey, take off, buddy. And I think one of the things that's amazing to me about these other brothers and their families from, you know, like Yerson at Costa Rica going to these other countries, we tend to think, well, why shouldn't that be happening? And absolutely it should. But we oftentimes don't consider how difficult it is from a political standpoint, them getting out of a country to go to another country. And a lot of things that they are sacrificing that does carry that the DNA of Jerry Kidd in getting the gospel out to those other countries.
Yes.
That's so remarkable.
That's a great point. And one very personal, and you know him, Pastor Eldu from Cape Verde, where we had the honor to serve. I've said it hundreds of times. He was the first Cape Verdean that left our main ministry island where we were to go to the next island. And I mean this in all seriousness. For he and his wife, Celie, that was a bigger move than it was for Kim and me to go to Cape Verde.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd never been off their island, much less live in another place.
Yeah.
And yet, man, that step of faith, as we commonly call it, or whatever you want to, however you want to describe it, just incredible.
Yeah, and so the ripple effects is kind of what we're talking about here. And oftentimes when we think about ripple effects, we think the farther it gets out from the center that they tend to fade away. But that's not what's it's increasing. And
that's
just kind of the way that the Lord works whenever we're faithful to the mission.
Right.
So I appreciate you, Dr. John David,
and
talking to us about Jerry Kidd and just the spirit that he had that continues to carry on through BMA Missions. Until next time, we'll see you next Monday.